welcome back to Cut to the Chase on this Friday. A little bit gloomy outside weather-wise, but I know tomorrow looks a little better, and that's always great when you got a number of sports going outside. And with us now is a number of cross-country athletes and as well the head coach for the cross-country boys and girls team, Deb Belke, for the Valley City Highlanders. And Deb, thank you for coming on into the studio here, but I know tomorrow's going to be a big day for you guys because it's the state meet. Yet again, you have a 15 people that are going to be representing Valley City going up there. So what's this week kind of been like culminating up to state?
Well, we started out with some more intense workouts at the beginning of the week, and then it's been pretty much preparing the slowdown for maximum performance on Saturday.
And then when you start going into state, what is a state meet different than, you know, the EDC meet, which was a couple of weeks ago, or just a regular season meet? What makes it a little bit more unique about state?
The state meet includes all of the Class A teams, their top runners, their top 10 runners. And so it's a little bit more intense, but it should be a lot of fun for the athletes because 3 weeks ago they ran on the same course, so they'll be familiar with that. It's just a little bit more intense.
And how important is that? We kind of talked about this before a couple of weeks ago, but in terms of knowing that familiarity for runners, how is that just something that gets overrated at times, or is it actually something that can be beneficial during this time of year?
I believe it's more beneficial because it's a comfort factor. That's one less thing that the athletes have to think about. They know the course. They know it's fairly flat. Tomorrow should be a good day. There's very little wind. In the 50s, ideal weather for everybody, probably, but Jess, she likes the heat, but we'll take it.
And then last question for you here, Deb, before we get to some of the senior athletes here. What is the biggest thing about going into state for a coach that you just want to make sure that you relay that is to the team, that they don't become, you know, psych themselves out if it's their first time going or whether it's their, you know, fourth time going?
I guess it's just stay comfortable. Enjoy the moment. It's a lot of athletes don't have this opportunity to attend a state meet or a state event, actually. And so I guess my biggest thing is that they actually enjoy it and not get so worked up in everything else.
All right. Thank you very much, Deb.
Yep.
We'll get to Deb again a little bit later on, but we'll start with the ladies first. If Michaela, if you want to come on down first here. And how we'll kind of do this again is if you just want to say your name, kind of your age, what year you're in high school, and then how many times have you been to state. So Michaela, go ahead.
All right, I'm Michaela Ross. I'm a senior at Valley City High School. I'm 17 years old, and I'm gearing up for my sixth state cross-country meet.
What is the biggest difference for you going into a state meet compared to EDC or just, you know, the Valley City white and blue meet that's, you know, just a regular season meet?
The state meet is definitely, you know, you see more of the teams from the West. There's about the same number of people as you see at EDC, but it's the best 10 from each team generally.
And what's your favorite part about just being part of this cross-country team?
I really love our team dynamic. We have a bigger team this year than we're used to seeing, and we have so many more personalities, such depth in our team. So that's really great.
How important was it for you to make sure as a senior that you get back to state, you know, for your very last time to wear that, you know, Highlander blue one more time?
It was very important for me. I actually broke my hand a week before the season started and just trying to recuperate and make sure I would be good for my very last cross-country season was a struggle.
What is the one thing that's the hardest about cross-country that maybe is different from any other sport or, you know, more for track and field? What makes cross-country a little bit unique?
It's so much of a mental sport, really. It's just as much mental as it is physical. You just got to have a good mentality going into each race.
And then last question for you here, Michaela, what's it like, you know, trying to tutor and mentor kind of the younger kids that are, you know, in junior high or kind of those freshmen that maybe look up to you a little bit as a senior this year?
It's really fun, honestly. I don't see them as below me at all. I really have fun working with the younger ones and trying to give them tips and trying to help as much as I can whenever I can.
Michaela, thank you so much for your time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Michaela Ross. We're going to go to another senior female athlete, and that's Jessica. Jessica, same thing, if you just want to say your name, your age, what year you are in high school, and as well how many state times is this going to be for you at state.
I'm Jessica Ronning, and I am a senior at Valley City as well, and I am also gearing up for my sixth state cross-country meet.
What is the hardest thing about cross-country if you would have to tell someone that, you know, asking you for the first time and saying, hey, I'm going to think about maybe joining cross-country, what's one or two things that I should expect going into it?
You have to be prepared to really work hard and push yourself past your limits, and it's a lot of fun once you start doing it. It seems really hard, but it's not.
What is the funnest part then about being part of this cross-country team?
I just love being with the team. We're kind of just like one big family, and you just find enjoyment in all the workouts, whether it's an easy day or a hard day.
If what's the one important thing for you as a senior this year to make it sure that you got back to state? Was that kind of your big goal, or is it to, you know, try to get past a certain time that you've already, you know, run on a course earlier this year?
It was kind of important to me to just finish out every year going to state, and I find a lot of enjoyment in the sport, so it was just kind of a good way to end my last season.
And then what Deb said this earlier, you already ran the course one time. For as a runner, does it kind of just ease the nerves a little bit more because you've already been there and you kind of know what to expect kind of coming around the course? Or is it something that, okay, well, I've ran the course before, but it's been a couple weeks, so I gotta kind of remember how the course went?
I would say it's easier because you know what you need to be preparing for, and it just makes it easier, and it doesn't psych you out as much when you're thinking, you know, I got to do good, and it makes it a lot easier.
And then last question, same one that we asked Michaela, how fun is it to kind of teach, you know, some of the younger kids that kind of are going through the system and maybe look up to you as a senior runner?
I love doing it. It's so much fun to watch them improve, and you can always give them little tips that'll help them be better, and it's a lot of fun.
Jessica, as always, thank you so much for your time and good luck. And let's bring Nathan in. Nathan, same thing as we did with the ladies. If you want to just say your name, your age, how many years you've been with the cross country team for state meet, and also what grade you're in.
All right, I'm Nathan Johnson, a senior at Valley City also, and I'm 17, and this is my fifth.
Okay. And then, Nathan, when you are able to go to a state meet, kind of the same question we've been asking, what's the biggest challenge for you that's maybe different than, you know, the EDC meet or a regular season meet?
Just go out hard, all out.
And then what's the favorite thing for being in cross country? Is it just the camaraderie with the students? Is it, you know, just being able to go and practice? I mean, what's the best part?
Just the camaraderie with the students, yeah. I'd say that's probably my favorite part of it.
And then why did you choose cross country to keep going out year in and year out? Do you just like to run the long distances, or what made you go out for cross country every year?
I've just kind of liked all the long distances.
What is the hardest part about being, you know, training for cross country meets?
The mental toughness, what your pain tolerance is mentally and pushing past that.
If someone came and asked you about, you know, what that mental toughness and where that kind of starts, okay, you can feel your body kind of shutting down a little bit, what would you tell them that you have to kind of push through it?
Well, the pain is temporary. You will be done. That 20 minutes seems like forever, but you'll be done eventually.
And then how fun is it just to kind of teach some of the younger kids that are, you know, beneath you as, you know, junior high and also freshman level coming up through the ranks?
It's great. You just pass on your tips and tricks and know-how.
All right. Thanks so much, Nathan. That's again Nathan Johnson. We'll get head cross-country coach Deb Belke here with us in the studio. And, Deb, when you start looking at this time of the year, I mean, what makes it so different than the part of August? Because August, you still have the entire, you know, you got about 10 meets in front of you. You got one a week kind of coming up. And all of a sudden, you had the EDC meet a couple weeks ago. You had the ACDC meet at Fargo. Now, all of a sudden, it's kind of that last, you know, one to kind of get everything wrapped up for the season.
It's kind of a tough time of the season because you know you're going to be done. And, kids move on to different sports and different activities, but in other words, it's the kids know that they can just go out hard. They just put it all on the line because this is it, and whatever's in the tank, they're going to just put out on the course.
And what time does everything get going on Saturday again? And then people are going to come up to Grand Forks. It's at Lincoln Drive Park in Grand Forks. So what time is everything going to get underway?
The Class A girls will start right at 12, and then the Class A boys will be at 12:45 with awards afterwards. And one note that was made is that you should be parking in the Laris parking lot, and then there will be shuttle buses that will go to Lincoln Park because there's limited space for parking.
Okay, and then same thing for the girls as they've always done. It's going to be their 4K, and the guys will be running the 5K?
Yep.
And then what time do you guys get ready to go then on Saturday?
We'll be leaving at 8:15 from the school. I do have a short meeting once I get up there at 10:30, so we have to be up there by 10:30. So it's a little bit earlier, but it allows us athletes to get there, to relax, to do their stretching, their warm-ups. If they want to walk the course and check it out again, give them time to relax and do that.
And last question for you here, Deb. Again, we're talking with Deb Belke, head coach for the Highlanders cross country, both the girls and the boys. And when you take a look at what do you ultimately want from these, you know, 15 runners, 15 student athletes to take out of this weekend, whether it's their first time or, you know, their sixth time that we've been talking about?
to run their best race, whatever their best race is at that given point.
I'm pretty simple. I'm pretty straightforward. And obviously, climbing the mountain right there. Deb, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.